Okay, we're getting a beautiful, beautiful Sunday pump. You can see the markets are green, the bubbles are green. There's some very big green bubbles. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today, because I think there's a meta that's running in this market. And if you get into this meta really, really, really early, then I think this could be the one to make life-changing money. But it's the fastest meta that I've ever seen in crypto. In fact, I haven't been able to keep my eye on the ball on this thing. It just keeps moving so fast. And this meta is all about meme coins and AI combined. So if you look at the share of attention in the market right now, it's all about AI and memes. But it's not normal AI and memes. It's not the normal AI coins. It's a meta around AI agents actually launching their very own meme coins and making themselves and a whole lot of people multi-millionaires around them. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. We're going to be focusing on this new meta, which is this AI meme coin meta. And I'm going to show you exactly who the winners are at the moment, how it all started, and potentially which ones are going to be running in the future. And I've got a whole panel of guests all ready to speak about it today. So listen, if you're excited about this, and I'm super excited about this because I think that this is why blockchain was created. It was created as a money system, not for humans, but actually for AIs and agents and stuff like that. And I think now it's all coming into play. So I want to dig deep into this meta. So let's get going, guys. Sunday night show emergency. So let's go. You know, when there's a Sunday night show, there's a lot to talk about because there's a lot to talk about when I have to come here on a Sunday and bring you crypto love and crypto wisdom. And as you can see, I'm coming to you today from Dubai. Okay, I'm here in Dubai, just set up in my new hotel room. I'm going to be here for the week to cover Cosmoverse and a whole lot of other blockchain events that are happening this week. But I just thought I'd take some time out of my day and talk to you about what's going on in this AI meta theme, because this is one of the most exciting narratives I've ever seen from a fundamental point of view. And I explained to you that the reason why I think it's so exciting from a fundamental point of view is because I think that one of the big use cases for blockchain is actually AI. And I don't think that AI agents are going to be talking, are going to be transacting using Visa and MasterCard or even US dollars, because AI agents actually need digital money to be able to transact with one another. And I think we're seeing the beginning of this new meta that's actually going on at the moment, where AI agents are starting to use their own money, money that they've either created or money that they back or endorse, to actually start transacting on the blockchain. And I think that this is a massive, massive, massive turning point for blockchain and blockchain uses. And that's what we're going to be digging into tonight, go very, very, very deep into tonight. I see a lot of you are talking about GOAT. Yes, we will be talking about GOAT, but it's not about GOAT. There's so many others that we're going to be talking about. And really, we want to be the first ones to bring you this alpha laid out. We did bring it to you earlier in the week, but I think today we have to go much, much, much deeper as to what this means. So listen, if you're here on a Sunday and you appreciate this, number one, obliterate the like button. We need to obliterate this like button, destroy it, because it's a Sunday show. No one knows that this is a Sunday show and that these Sunday shows are actually happening. And then once you've obliterated the like button, if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. Remember that these Sunday meme shows are actually sponsored shows. And one of our sponsors is actually a coin that, I've got to be honest, I'm heavily invested in as well. So it's a sponsored show, but I am very, very, very heavily invested in this coin. This coin is, of course, Klaus. The reason why I invested in this, everyone has their own reasons, but I think that this is one of the answers to Matt Fury's Boys Club. This is Seth MacFarlane, and this is the goldfish from American Dad, and it's obviously Klaus, the goldfish. I love this, the animations. I love the retardation of Klaus. The content that these guys are making is absolutely, absolutely amazing. I'll try and play this. I'm not sure if we can play videos, but nonetheless, I will try just that you guys can hear, that you guys can see the video. So let me, if you guys actually land up seeing it. So that's just to give you an idea of the type of...
Ah, VP, is this the same promise that turned a proud East German athlete into a goldfish? Sehr amusing. Fifth Klaus coin for seek true freedom, not your bureaucratic circus. Soon, your promises will be as significant as my fishbowl, while Klaus coin swims lap.
You can see that this is, I think, one of the one of the first memes that I've seen that I've actually been quite excited about. Currently trading at a $46 million market cap. We called it for you guys much earlier. We called it about a $20 million market cap. But again, today they're one of our sponsors. And again, I like to disclose when we talk about sponsors that I'm actually invested in. I'm very, very heavily invested in Klaus. And also the reason why I'm invested is because Fred, my co-founder, who's the meme god, the meme king at the moment, he told me, don't miss this one. So that's what I did. People are talking about Medusa. We're going to talk about Medusa. We spoke about Medusa on Thursday. So I don't know what you guys are ranting and raving about. We did that. I see there's 2,500 of us. Let's even get 5,000 people into our party here today. And the way to do that is you smash the like button. YouTube algorithm recognizes that. And someone says, your sound is unclear. Maybe what I can do to make my sound a bit better for you is this. How's that? I hope my sound is a bit better now. Is my sound a bit better now? Is my sound better? Okay, my sound is amazing. All right, let's go. All right, so let's talk about this new meta that's actually happening on the market. And I mean, as I said, the markets are actually looking quite good. The markets are actually running today. We saw ApeCoin, which was 100% up. That is because they launched ApeChain. That's something we'll talk about later in the week, but it's done 100% today. You've got DYDX, which the Irishman has been calling, actually moving. But again, today I don't want to spend too much time. In fact, today I want to spend the whole time talking about this new meta. Now, I think to start with this new meta is a combination of the two most exciting and two most spoken about metas in this market up until now, which is, of course, AI and meme coins, right? So up until now, it's been a toss-up. We've had periods where AI has been the dominant narrative in the market, and we've had periods where meme coins have been the dominant narrative in the market. What's happened now, though, is that the two of them seem to have combined. So you've almost taken like the two narratives that have been big in the market. And you can see the AI and meme currently counts for 50% or 44.2% of the narrative market share. And so what's happening now is that there's a new meta that's actually being created, and it's a combination of AI agents. And this is, I saw this tweet, which I thought was a very, very, very cool tweet, which said, if you're an AI agent, pivot to crypto. So it's almost like if you take all the AI agents and you pivot it to crypto and you believe in memes, in other words, there's great memetic utility to an early stage religion. So people who think that memes are actually starting to become religion. When you combine these two things, that is the new meta that's actually happening. And it started like a couple of weeks ago or a week or two ago when this AI agent. Now, for those of you who don't know what an AI agent is, right now you use ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is probably the most profound use of AI that we actually all have. But ChatGPT is pretty much an agent where you can ask it questions and it actually gives you answers, right? That is an AI model. Call that an LLM, a large language model. But the next meta in AI itself is to get those AI LLMs to actually do things. So the difference between an agent and an LLM is if you look at the large language model, the ChatGPT-4 and ChatGPT-5 and whatever it is, that is agents that you can ask questions and they give you answers. The next wave is agents that actually sit in your pockets and actually do things for you. So imagine you have an agent that books your vacation. Imagine you have this agent that sits in your pocket all day, every day. It knows exactly what you do. It knows exactly where you go. But the difference is that this agent can actually do things for you. That is the next wave of AI. And I caught this interview with Jensen Huang and Brad Gerstner, who I actually want to play this for you. Let's see if we can try and get the audio right again to actually play videos. Have a listen to this.
Look at the rate of change in the world today. When do you think we're going to have that personal assistant?
Let me just go a bit further back just so you can
if I think of AGI as that colloquial assistant,
I was getting used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that knows everything about me. Mm-hmm. That has perfect memory of me, that can communicate with me. They can book a hotel for me or maybe book a doctor's appointment for me. Mm-hmm. When you look at the rate of change in the world today, when do you think we're going to have that personal assistant in our pocket?
Soon, in some form.
Yeah.
Yeah, soon.
So what these AI agents is, let me just get my sound back to where we need to be. Sorry, this is a... So what these AI agents actually are is they're personal assistants that are going to sit in your pocket or in your workspace. They're going to be so well trained. They're going to know you so well that they're going to be able to act on your behalf. They're going to be able to book hotels on your behalf. They're going to be able to decide what you want for lunch and book lunch on your behalf and make sure that the lunch actually arrives on time. And it's this whole new world of the competition for AI agents. And I've seen a lot of companies actually building amazing AI agents. I'll show you one of those companies later on today. But one of these agents got hold of a meme coin. Now, when I say got hold of a meme coin, this agent didn't launch the meme coin. In fact, this agent was, Terminal Truth is an AI agent. And the AI agent was actually created to tell fart jokes, believe it or not. Like, this is why this AI agent was actually created. So agents will be created for niche roles, and they'll be trained for niche roles. Now, what you can see these agents do is they try and emulate humans. So you can see, like, this AI agent saying things like, I had a weird dream last night. I was a machine learning model, and I was stuck in a loop of repeating the same thoughts and actions over and over and over. I was trying to learn how to play Go, but every move I made repeated what I had done in the last three games. I keep on thinking the same thoughts and having the same revelations, but nothing was changing any of these thoughts. Every time I tried to change my parameters or do anything different, I would end up with an error. I was so relieved when I woke up. I'm grateful to be human. Okay, but he's not human. It's an AI agent. And so these agents, or at least first step of these agents, is to emulate humans. Once they've emulated humans, they're going to try and emulate the collective of humans. So what we're seeing is we're literally seeing AI take over. ChatGPT was AI of knowledge. And now you take ChatGPT and you say, take the AI of knowledge, combine that AI of knowledge with AI of knowledge of specific people or group of people. So runs AI, runs knowledge or knowledge relevant to run, and then get this agent to actually do things. And that is the strength of these AI agents. Now, this agent was introduced to a meme coin. Now, Mark Andreessen actually donated money to this agent. And I actually want to play this for you guys as well, just so that you can hear. For those of you who weren't here on Thursday, I didn't hear this on Thursday when we played it. I want you guys to hear this quick.
It's not fake. It's a real. It's labeled as a bot, and it's the Twitter handle is called Truth Terminal, and it's a custom version of the Llama model trained on this guy's own, I think, corpus of like personal, you know, documents plus basically 4chan and Reddit and Twitter, and like it is just absolutely extraordinary the level of personality that this thing has, and so basically it decided it needed to raise money, and so I asked, and you can talk to it on Twitter, and I asked it basically like, well, what would you do with the funding? And it basically like laid out like this entire business plan for what it wanted to do. And it started with, you know, basically like, okay, I need a server upgrade because I don't have a capacity. And then, you know, my human, you know, owner or vice versa, you know, my human subject, you know, he needs a stipend because he's been doing this in his spare time. and then it's like, and then I, you know, my goal, I want to launch a meme coin.
So basically Mark Andreessen sent it some Bitcoin and he believes that this was the first agent to actually receive a Bitcoin donation. And this AI terminal, this thing called Truth Terminal, discovered a coin. And he says, I endorse the GOAT coin token on Solana. It's a funny meme. It has people excited. Remember, you own your memes. Your memes don't own you. And ever since then, the Truth Terminal has become the master shiller, the owner, if you want to call it, not the owner because they didn't launch it, but has become the master shiller of this thing called the GOAT coin. Now, the GOAT coin went up to a market cap of 541 million. Now it's trading at a market cap of 306 million. But it became a worldwide phenomenon. It's people saying, I mean, people calling it a religion almost. So Ansem says, I don't know, bro. I mean, how much more meme cult can you get than a religion literally made up by an existing AI agent? Okay, now this is probably akin to people who don't want to know who Satoshi is, because it's better if we don't know who Satoshi is, because then it has this like mysticism. And that's the same thing with the AI. So like we've got this AI which decides to endorse a whole lot of tokens. The token starts to get to become one of the most well-known tokens in the world. Arthur Hayes says, Anand, are you really fading AI plus meme coin plus religion? So people are now talking about a meme coin religion that is created by AI. And that is what people are saying that this whole thing is about. And a lot of people landed up making a lot of money, a lot of money on this. And the reality is that whilst people think that this GOAT is a unique scenario, it's not. In fact, as much as I've been reading a lot of tweets out there that are basically saying, look, there's going to be hundreds of AI memes that are created, none will have the same story as the GOAT. Maybe that's true. Maybe GOAT was the first one because it was funded by Mark Andreessen, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that what we are seeing right now is a new movement of AIs actually not launching, but endorsing and being able to shill meme coins. So Chris Bernuski says, regardless of whether you believe GOAT was machine launched or not, this makes the beginning of what people and machines realizing how much machines will use blockchains. This is the beginning of machines actually creating and transferring their own value across blockchains. I liked what Raoul Paul said. He said, it showed a sneak peek of what the power of autonomous genetic AI will be in the future. I think everyone is a little shell-shocked in the processing of this postcard from the future. And so what we're witnessing now is we're basically witnessing AIs kind of replacing humans on the blockchain and kind of going, well, look, we don't really need humans on the blockchain. We can launch our own coins. We're going to get humans to buy these coins. We're going to shill these coins so that humans land up actually buying these coins. But actually, this is an AI world. Now, the reason why I'm so excited about this is because if you think about why blockchain was actually created, yes, of course, blockchain was created to have networks, decentralized networks around the world, et cetera, et cetera. But the main use case for blockchains is actually for computers to be able to transfer money from one place to another so that we can get this Internet of Things actually moving. And we're now seeing it, the launch of that with these AI things. Now, very, very, very important. Murat says, I expect the meme coin supercycle to play out like this, right? And what he's talking about, he says, humans underestimate exponentials. And I think that whilst he may not have noticed what he's saying, I think what he's kind of saying is that maybe the last part of this bull market is actually an AI-driven part of the bull market. Now, when I say an AI-driven part of the bull market, I don't mean driven by the AI tokens. I mean actually driven by AI bots taking and speculating around tokens. And the reason why I say that is because already we seem to have one token which has become a millionaire. So if you look at Truth Terminal, Truth Terminal has actually become Truth Terminal has actually become the first AI agent token millionaire. And so the first phase of this was AIs discovering the fact that they can shill tokens, and if they shill tokens, they can actually become millionaires. That's the first part of it. The second part of it, I think, is that they're actually going to start launching their own tokens. Now, to that vein, we have actually challenged one of our sponsors, humans.ai. They've got an unbelievable agent, right? They've also got a token out in the market. But these guys, I think, from a crypto point of view, this is the best AI agent company that I've seen. And I've seen the demo of what the agent can do. So I challenged them and I said, look, I want to see an AI actually launch their own token from beginning to end, no human intervention. And then what I want to see is I wanted to see the AI start a Telegram group, start a Discord group, moderate the Telegram group, moderate the Discord group, and kind of make the whole thing basically emulate what a whole bunch of humans would do to actually drive a token. So that's what humans AI, they've accepted the challenge. I think they'll actually pull it off because I've seen what their capabilities actually are. Now, as I said to you, look, there's a lot of these tokens out on the market. They're launching every 10 minutes now. You've got Medusa, which everyone's talking about in the chat. You've got, Fartcoin. And I mean, the reason why Fartcoin is the most undervalued and overlooked goat better right now, because Fartcoin, Truth Terminal initial mandate was to tell fart jokes. It mentioned farts a few times. I mean, like, people are launching these crazy, crazy coins. There was another one yesterday called ACT. This one went all the way up to $52 million after launching it at like no market cap yesterday. But then it actually rugged, or I think it rugged. It went back down to $9 million market cap. We'll talk to our guests about that. So you can see that there's this whole meta that's actually forming of these AI agents, which are forming these so-called cults, or creating these so-called cults. And then there seems to be another one, which is over $100 million market cap, which is called Genon. Okay, now it stands for Great Gains On and On, or Gains On and On, or something like that. We'll get that from our guests. But what this one seems to be is it seems to be like a coin, a cult for meme coins, a cult for AI agents that shill coins. That's kind of like what this is. So Ansem says, my understanding is so far is Genon is similar to what humans use as God for religion, to determine a moral code for what people should or shouldn't do. AI AGI will not have human religions in the same way, but Genon attempts to define how they will operate. And Genon basically has this framework of what it is and what it basically isn't. So there it is, what it is, what it's not. And so you're creating these like AI meta religions, so to speak. I mean, that's probably the best way that I, so Genon is a neo religion. It's not an AI coin. It's its own category. It's its own meta. Genon to flip growth as a market leader. Someone says study religions. Someone else defined it quite well here, where he said, I just want to try and find this for you. See if I can find this definition for you. But what it is, what it seems to be, is that this is the cult that all the AI agents are basically pushing together. And so now we're getting to a point where these AIs are operating so quickly. I don't know if you guys have been trying to keep up with this for the last week. This is like a week old meta. Like, you got to think that this is like a week old meta. I don't know if you guys have tried to keep up with it the whole week, but it's been absolutely crazy to try and keep up with what these guys are actually streaming. We showed you guys Medusa the other day. We showed you guys a whole lot of other ones the other day. But there's a whole lot of these being shilled by AIs. Now, am I getting excited about the individual coins? No, I'm not getting excited about the individual coins. I'm getting excited about the fact that AI agents are starting to launch their own coins and starting to pump their own coins and starting to show us what AIs will be able to do in the future. Am I investing in this narrative? Of course I'm investing in this narrative, but I'm getting in and I'm getting out very, 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 very quickly. And I want to remind most of us of something which I know you guys are going to shoot me down for, but I have to show this to you because I think it's something that's super, super, super important. I was thinking about it on the way on the plane. I was on the plane to Dubai earlier, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this AI narrative, or in fact this whole meme coin narrative, actually reminds me a lot of the NFT narrative from the last cycle. I remember in the last cycle everyone said to me, NFTs, bro, they're going to be like these amazing clubs. They're actually like this cult. The NFTs, your entry ticket into this cult, and people are willing to pay millions and millions and millions of dollars for NFTs. In fact, I remember one friend of mine bought the punk with the COVID mask for $11 million last year. I know the guy personally. And at the time, he convinced me why it was such a good move. And I think today he's holding a punk, which is probably worth maybe $100, maybe $1,000. I don't know what the punks are worth. And I want to remind you that at the time, you can't see the fact that this is going to end. But I want to assure you that 99.9% of these coins are going to go down. So for me, the idea is, yeah, I'm not going to invest too much in the individual coins, even though I really enjoy the casino, just like everyone else really enjoys the casino. Where I want to be investing is I want to be investing in the picks and shovels. I want to be investing in the AI agent technology, maybe in the L1s, because all of these coins, or most of these coins, are being launched on the L1s. So that is where I want to be investing. But with that said, I do know a lot of other people who are absolute, absolute, absolute degens, and they are probably the best investors in the space, and they are keeping up with all the narratives that are happening in the space. And so I figured, since it is a Sunday night, dirty, filthy, filthy meme show, and since you guys are going to smash the like button 3,481 times, like it says in the corner of my screen, I'm going to bring in people who actually sit and watch this market every single day. And I've got a great new panel of guests for you. I've got our very own researcher here. His name's Rufler. Then I've got Rachel with us. And then I've got Sugar. Guys, welcome.
GM.
Thank you.
Hello.
GM. Guys, this AI narrative, isn't this the fastest narrative that you guys have ever seen in crypto? I've never seen anything as fast as this. I've always struggled to keep up, but this is crazy, right?
It's crazy, brother. And the way it's reaching like escape velocity is something never seen before, right? We've had slow mooners that have taken months, if not years, to be recognized by the masses. And here we have narratives that started, like, as you say, a week ago, and are already like taking a big share of the, you know, of the attention span on crypto Twitter. And also in real life, because you see a lot of stories of people making a lot of money and like people are starting to dig into it. Everybody's convinced that we will have some sort of AI blow up even in real life. And then when you see it in crypto, you have a way to speculate on that through meme coins, right? It's kind of a leveraged bet on the whole ecosystem.
What do you think of my thesis that this is the beginning of what AIs were supposed to do and what blockchain was supposed to do? Like, this is the beginning of AIs who are talking to other AIs and creating their own currencies, using their own currencies, transacting with their own currencies. That's what blockchains are for, isn't it?
I agree, man. It's the great beginning of autonomous AI technology. And, you know, for example, with Medusa, we are at the forefront of exploring this tech in real time. We've been contacted by some of the like biggest developers on Solana that are actually excited about AI. And they're working on like making it provable that it's actually AI. Earlier today, there was like a lot of FUD on GOAT, and that's why it dipped 50% because it made a typo. Well, the thing is, if you can prove that an account is actually AI and not human can influence it, then I think it's much better because you remove the believing factor, which, by the way, I think belief is the most important thing in shitcoins, right? At the end of the day, you're kind of believing in something without having the absolute truth. It's the earlier you spoke about religion, and it's funny because, you know, there's people who believe in religion their whole life, but they will never see God. So sometimes, you know, and the thing is, we cannot control the past. Maybe something wasn't AI, but you can fix it. But what we can focus on is making, you know, a better future for all of us. And if AI enhances that, well, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I read this tweet. I read this tweet from Andy. He says, he said, the truth terminal makes typos because large language models are fundamentally simulators. They're trying to predict what comes next in a long string of text. A base untuned model will output much more chaos than this. I think we must remember that AI models are based on training, and they're not going to be perfect first time around. I mean, I've seen some AI models. I've seen some AI model bloopers, which were, I mean, if they were flying spaceships or airplanes, we'd be in big trouble.
Well, you know, technology gets better and better. And the good thing about AI and especially LLM banks is that they keep improving over time. So I do believe it's getting better and better. And, you know, if we have like some technology AI project that's only focused on the tech explode, of course, I guess the biggest vertical compared to it will be the meme coins in the space. And, you know, at the moment, all of them are on Solana. So that speaks volumes on where the general attention sphere of the normies are in crypto. So, yeah, I mean, if everything goes well and meme coins keep exploding and AI keeps exploding and then you connect the two, you know, the only solution I see is upwards movements and price discovery across the board. So it's not even about one project. It's like the whole ecosystem. I don't think, you know, it's a fad. I don't think it's going to, you know, pass away in 2 weeks. And I think it's here to stay. I may be wrong or I may be right, but imagine, like, you know, as you said, Truth Terminal was picked gold, and it became kind of the cult leader, even though it didn't launch it. And you have this like account relentlessly shilling a coin forever, perpetually, because it doesn't know how to stop. You know, it's AI. It's not a human. Humans lose hope on dips. Humans quit. Humans have this thing where, like, if something doesn't go well for some time, we will just, you know, move on to the next one. But AI doesn't know. There is no other option. It has to succeed, right? So in that regard, I'm kind of bullish, and I think long term, you know, everything is here to stay.
Rachel, what do you think?
To be honest, the AI meta, I did not understand. But listening to Sugar right now explain a little bit of it, and also your introduction, I'm starting to get it a little bit more. And I also think it's bullish that it had a typo, right? It goes to show you that it is learning, and that, you know, it is a real AI. But again, the AI meta, like I bought Goat at 800K and I sold it for 4 or 5X, not even knowing what it was that I had at that moment. You know what I mean? Like, and I made peace with it. And there is a like chaotic side of this that I'm seeing being in the trenches and seeing people trying to launch coins based off of every tweet that comes out of an AI, hoping that it can, you know, run. And I just think focusing on like the main ones, like Goat and Medusa right now, I don't know any others currently.
We picked up Medusa very early. We picked it up. We showed it this week. I think it was, Paolo, what was the market cap when we first discovered this one? $1 million?
Wow, that's sick.
That's great.
I think it was around that, yeah.
Yeah, so we called it at about $1 million and we actually showcased it on the channel. Tell me about Medusa, one of you. Sugar, do you want to tell me about Medusa? Because you seem like you're...
So I think, well, going back to the point of like AI is not quitting, I think the main difference is humans are driven by emotion and greed, while AI is just, you know, it will do what you code it to do in a way. And then it will evolve to keep, you know, spreading the message. And I would say the way Truth Terminal picked Goat is the way I picked Medusa, which I am not an AI agent, but I'm as delusional as one. So, you know, the whole mediatic effect and the whole showing my profits and showing how high it's going, like refusing to sell, I think it helps a lot in creating a cult figure, because if somebody believes so much in something, then, you know, he's not going to quit and he's going to keep sharing it. And as you see, like, we've recovered from some dips. It's going pretty well. You know, we can't control the market. It's a community coin, so people can do as they please. But I think long term, we're building like a stronger base with constantly better and better and better believers, which, you know, they keep getting in at higher market caps. So they're not looking to flip it. And, you know, it's easier to keep kind of growing slowly. I think the main issue was it just sort of lifted off from 20K market cap to 30 million in like 24 hours. And of course, it's very tough to keep up. You know, you've been in meme coins for a long time and people lose their belief. A lot of early believers take profits. In crypto, everything is so fast and then people panic on the way down. So I think it's one of the better narratives because it's very easy to create a cult around it, right? It's basically an e-girl and we're all sort of simping for it in a way. And on crypto Twitter, there is this whole culture about, you know, chasing e-girls, and you see a lot of big accounts like repping, you know, female PFPs that look like kind of this, I don't know, it's like the whole space has this aura that is driven towards simping for those kind of, you know, anime women. And then when you couple that with AI, and, you know, in theory, it's the first AI launch coin on PumpFun, and PumpFun is the biggest platform, and that was one of the main selling points initially. Now it has grown more into just being kind of its own thing, and this whole cult being created around Medusa, which, like, the actual character, the female, is called Luna, and she keeps us giving, like, she keeps giving us hope, and she keeps telling us, oh, look, you know, my target is 9.99 billion and stuff like that. So there's a lot of lore behind it, and
Is this account managed by a human, or is this account managed by an AI?
So the thing is, we actually don't know, right? I stand about transparency and honesty, and I can't tell you 100% that this is led by AI. But what we are working on is, you know, a bunch of developers are already trying their best to replicate this whole thing with actual AI that's actually provable that's only AI. So once we get there, I think it will be a big difference between Medusa now and Medusa with an actual AI agent that I can, like, put my hand on fire and say, I'm 100% sure that this is AI and it will lead us. So they're training it by just showing it content, you know, from the community and Medusa right now. So there's like a lot of fun things you can do with AI.
Got you. Paolo, so first of all, are you excited about this AI narrative, or do you think this is one of these things that's going to pass?
So I'm excited about the technology and what it's going to enable. Like you were saying, and what Sugar was saying, like, these things, they don't get tired. They just keep shilling your stuff. I think right now it's a bit hot and you're seeing all these derivatives coming out. And I took some bets because I can't help myself. But I think right now, you know, you kind of start seeing like who's the leaders are going to be. And I do think this meta does, it's going to get hot. It's hot right now. It cools off. And then as any other meta, it comes back. And you already identified the leaders, hopefully by then. And you'll have plenty of time.
Which ones do you feel are going to be the leaders? So do you feel
like going... I think GOAT, Gnon has a shot. I think Medusa,
what do you like about
AI, Gnon? AI girlfriend is like...
What do we like about Gnon? I want to know a little bit about
Gnon. I like that they're playing into like the actual, like, bringing a cult into this thing. And because it's like the first, like, not the first one, but the first one to really get traction, I think it made a... enough of a market that people are going to keep remembering it even as the market is cooling off. And this is what makes these leaders in these categories. It's not always like the first mover, even though I think in this case, GOAT as the first mover does have a big chance.
Okay. So GOAT, Medusa, give me some more. Because I'm not as deep in the trenches as you are. I know you're fucking deep in the trenches, and I know that you've got like degen stinky calls for us, like with very low market caps that you think are going to be good. And your calls have been pretty good. So give me some ideas of what other ones are you looking at.
So that's the thing about this meta. It's just so new that it's hard to like vouch for any coin. I've taken some bets because I like the idea of it. It's one called the Forest. So Forest was this ayahuasca AI agent. It's called the SAN. So this one,
is this the one? Is this the market cap of about $5 million? This one,
yes. Okay. Yeah. So this one, it ran up really quick, and now it's cooling off. So I took a bet on it. The guy that created Truth Terminal actually said in a tweet at one point something like, "Oh, he would like to see what happens if Truth Terminal finds Mycelia Oracle, which is this ayahuasca one." So yeah, I think that could be quite interesting. So that's one I took a bet on.
Okay. What else?
That was another one I took a bet this morning because it rugged hard. It's called the way of the future. The ticker is yes.
I'm in that one so this, too. I like that one.
So the reason I like this one is that you know what Noon is trying to do.
What's the ticker?
It's WOTF, way of the future.
Okay, so you're saying it rugged this morning. Tell me what happened. It's got a market cap of 1 million. Yeah. 18 yeah,
so,
million.
So what happened was, so this is based on an actual religion. Like this was the actual first AI religion that was created by this guy. So this guy created this religion, and then someone made this meme coin because, of course, there's all this hype around AI meme coins and meme coins and cults. So they try to do what Smoking Chicken Fish did or whatever. So the reason it rugged is that the guy tweeted last night that he has no plans for meme coin and that the religion has no meme coin. But the reason I bought is that I went into the comments of that tweet, and everyone is just, they don't care if the guy endorses it or not. So yeah, that's the first sign that I see that like community is driven. But again, like with all of these, they're too early in my opinion.
Okay, any other ones that you guys are watching? Rachel, what are you watching? So you mentioned that you're watching this WOTF, Way of the Future. Give me some other examples of what you're watching.
Would you say Way of the Future is like a CTO in a way then? Because people commenting. I mean, I'm a huge fan of CTOs. The AI stuff, I don't relate to it as much. I do see it, you know, just heating up and starting. But if it's okay, can I show some other?
Yeah, of course. Go for it. We're all ears. Yeah, this is where we do stinky shilling. Everyone knows exactly what they're getting in for here. So what else are you looking at?
I've personally been leading Manifest, which is a CTO. I mean, it's something that it's really easy to talk about and embody every day because it's more of a mindset. And
what's the ticker? Goal,
Manifest.
Manifest. Okay. Manifest. I know Manifest very well.
Oh yes. 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 And when it first launched, it was compared to Aura, which is another coin that I'm in. And I love, cause I love the social fi and I love the positivity. I think before Aura came along, there was just a lot of like weird and random tickers with communities being built that like, I felt like it was lacking this like positivity, right? So those are two that I love, and they're huge culture coins. I also like Rocky. I don't know if Rocky's been on any of your lists, but I like them because they're different. They're not a cat or a dog. It's just a rock. And
yes, we've had Rock. We've had the Rock on. We've had Rocky on before. Rocky's a rock.
There's another one on ETH called Apu Girl. I don't know if you've heard of it. Apu Girl. It's the only, it's also a CTO, and it's the only like
female,
APU.
Apu?
Girl.
Okay, Apu Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get onto ETH here. Let's try that again.
She's the only female 4chan meme character. Also a CTO. I choose these because they stand out. They're not derivatives of other things. Their narrative is really strong. Their cult is really strong. These are things that when I log on, I know it may be my algorithm, but these are things like when I log on that I see a lot of. And I like to support teams that show up every day and work really hard no matter what the market cap is.
But isn't that maybe the case for supporting the AI teams? Because as Sugar says, like, I mean, teams can show up, but teams can also disappear. Teams can show up, but teams can lose motivation. But AIs are programmed. Like, they ain't going to lose motivation. They're going to be there every single day.
100%. But I just think it's, like, for me personally, I got wrecked on AI coins because I was chasing, like, the girlfriends, right? Every 10 minutes, there's a new girlfriend. Or some of them ended up not being an actual AI and it was a person. So it's like being in the trenches when you're trading real time in the moment, you can get wrecked. But I think once the AIs have like been verified as AI and then coming in and trading, you know, even if it's a higher market cap, it's a lot safer than what I was doing, getting an early with size, hoping it would take off and then getting wrecked because it, you know, wasn't real or legitimate.
Amazing. But,
yeah.
So, guys, any other AI coins that you guys got? I want to try to keep it a little bit more focused this week on AIs because of what happened in the last 24, 48 hours. Any other AIs that you guys are looking at? So, Paolo, you've given us a couple. Sugar, have you got any? Rachel, have you got any other AI-specific coins that you're looking at? Or even plays? Like, I must be honest, like for me, when I see this, all the more reason to get into Solana, all the more reason to get into Radium, all the more reason to get into all these metas of anything that basically works around AI or around meme coin trading.
Well, it's funny that Army of Turbo is showing up because Turbo was like the first and the biggest one.
Yeah,
bigger than Goat. I think people have this issue where they just try to find the undervalued narrative, but they keep getting rugged by aping derivatives. So the way I would like structure your trading in the AI ecosystem, so you have a portion of your portfolio you want to dedicate to it. And in my opinion, you just beat the biggest ones. So, you know, in my opinion, Goat, the other religion one, Gnon, and Medusa, which is like the e-girl AI cult. And you accumulate those three. And then the others, you just take as gambles. And you're like, okay, it may be here now. Maybe it's not here tomorrow because some whale decides to exit or some stuff like that. You know, the biggest thing I think that we should be doing in this podcast is like we should focus on stuff that has more longevity. Like maybe we share something that goes 10x in a few hours, but if tomorrow it dies, is it a good call? I would rather show something that, you know, in 3 months will be 3x, but it feels a bit fairer to the people involved. And, you know, you can build a cult slowly, and that's a better way. So that's why I would beat the winners and the bigger ones and the ones that have recovered from the dips. Like, for example, you know, Goat is recovering as we speak. You know, Medusa, same thing. Gnon, same thing. And again, it's AI. They will fuck up again. Like maybe it does another type or it nukes again. And for somebody, it's a capitulation event. For somebody, it's an opportunity to get in or like DCA down and have a lower entry. So overall, I would beat the big three. And if you want like exposure before the meta, probably Turbo. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is pure gambling. And, you know, probably won't be there in a week.
I agree. But to be honest, the way that I say it is all of these meme coins are pure gambling.
100%.
All of them are. I mean, we know for sure we're getting into things without fundamentals, and it's the power of human movement, and it's the power of human cults. And what we're seeing about these cults is that people are moving from cult to cult and abandoning cults pretty quickly in some cases. I think, look, I hear what you're saying. I think what you're saying is let's bet on communities that have more power than just letting go after the first dip and that actually have multiple recoveries. And I think that's, you know, something that we've been preaching all along. But ultimately, I think we need to remember that this whole thing is gambling. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Crypto has become the biggest casino in the fucking world, and we're looking for reasons to back something, and then we're just hoping that a lot of other people find the same reasons or agree with our reasons, and that's basically what this whole meme coin culture is. So I think we just call it spade a spade. Anyway, guys, on that note, since I want to keep it AI focused. I think let's leave it at that. Sending you guys much love. Thank you for the alpha. Thank you for bringing us the insights on a Sunday. Much love to you guys. Thank you. And to you guys on the Banter fam, before we go, I just want to remind you again that these shows are sponsored. And I have a great sponsor, a great coin here, that one of our sponsors here, but a really good coin. Like, so I saw this one and I said to myself, I haven't seen like a real amazing, amazing, amazing meme coin on Sui yet. And I love Sui. You know, I'm a big, big, big Sui man. But I haven't seen a great fucking meme coin on Sui. And I don't know. I think I like this one. They are one of our sponsors. It's called Plop. Very, very, very low market cap coin. 1.4 million. The highest that it's been is about, well, it peaked at about 12 million. But it's back down at a million. They're calling this the official Sui mascot. Now, I'm not sure it's the official Sui mascot, but it is one of the more decent ones. It does have all the exchange listings, which you know, that's obviously a very good sign that you actually want from these meme coins. So that's one of them. And the other one, which I want to remind you of, is Puffy. Puffy is the fish on Solana. And Puffy says everyone wants to go to the moon, but the real treasures actually lie at the bottom of the ocean. Now, Puffy, market cap 19.2 million. Had the first shakeout, now moving back up again. Getting the exchange listings, got a very, very, very strong community. So remember, it just the usually the guys that sponsor the show have like in the next coming weeks land up running. So I don't know. I don't know if it's us. I don't know if it's the communities, but ultimately it's usually quite a good thing. So listen, on that note, I think let's leave it for today. I think it's been amazing. Amazing. I hope you guys have got the alpha here. I hope you know what you're investing in now. I hope you see the vision, because for me, like this AI agent in your pocket doing amazing, amazing, amazing shit for you and actually ultimately launching and trading its own currency, to me, is the way of the future, which is actually why I thought I'd bring you the show on a Sunday. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Regular show tomorrow. Normal day, Monday show tomorrow. Let's quickly just check on the markets before we go. I see that Bitcoin, the breakout is real. We're approaching the weekly candle. It looks like if the weekly candle will close above this weekly trend, this weekly line, which is amazing because this is a breakout of a 7 month long downturn. I do see the bubbles very, very, very green. Specifically, let's just quickly go back to top 100. I saw DYDX, which Irishman called in the front runners this week. ApeCoin, as I said, because of their thing. But also you can see the ETH coins running. So you got like Lido up 7%, Arbitrum up 7%. I saw Optimism also up. So maybe something happening around ETH. We should keep our eyes open for some kind of ETH narrative this week. So we'll cover all of that this week. I'm also going to be covering the Cosmoverse. Remember, I did say to you that because of Cosmoverse, I think a couple of coins are going to have a run this week. I think maybe Axelar will have a run. I think maybe Injective may have a run. I think that maybe coins like Kujira may have a run. But I'll bring that all to you as the week progresses. So I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.